confessing with their mouth. In fact, there are times when I use a very simple prayer with people. Now you say, what situations would you do that? There are times when I'm talking to somebody who has a severe speech impediment. Like I've been talking to someone who stuttered really badly before. And if I'm talking to somebody like that, I'm not going to make them pray some elaborate prayer and stutter through it. Why? Because that's embarrassing to them. You see, the difference between those of us who are teaching and believing and practicing good soul winning methods and those that scoff at these methods is that we actually love people. Amen. And because we love people, we want to help them. Amen. And we don't want to humiliate them. We don't want to embarrass them. We're trying to make it easy for them. Why? Because we love them and we want them to get saved. You know, I think the best story I could use to illustrate this is I remember one time I was giving the gospel to my coworker. And because I kind of had a captive audience with this guy, I was training this guy, I was working with this guy, I was talking to him about the gospel throughout the day. So, I mean, I'd preach to this guy for hours. I mean, we're driving in the work truck, I'm preaching to him, we're at work, and then we went to dinner because we were out of town together, and then we stayed in the same hotel room. So we're down in the weight room of the hotel room, we lifted together and talked about the gospel as we lifted. So I'm preaching to him the gospel. He's kind of taking it all in, digesting it all. And he was interested in what I had to say. And so we get to the hotel room. We go to bed. Lights are out. We're laying in our beds. Silence. And then he brings up the gospel to me again. Which is great because that means he's thinking about it. He's laying in bed thinking about the gospel. That's great, right? And so he asked me a couple questions from the bed. And I answered his questions, and then he flipped on the lights, and he sat on the edge of the bed, and he said, you know, this is something that I need to do. And he said, can you help me do this? Because I just need to know, what do I do? Because, you know, how do I mean, I believe this. I want to be saved right now. Can you just help me do that? And I said, sure. And I led him in prayer, and he received Christ as Savior. But, you know, I guess I should have said, no, you got to do this on your own, buddy. I've been preaching to you all day, and if you can't figure out what else to do, I give up, buddy. You know, the guy wanted to be saved. The guy's ready to be saved. He's asking me to be. You know, the lights have gone out. We're going to bed for the night. He flipped the light back on, and he wants to get saved. Why? Because now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And to me, that's just a perfect illustration that people need help to get saved. You know, it's like the Ethiopian eunuch said, how can I except some man should guide me? Right. Nothing wrong with helping people. Nothing wrong with reaching in and pulling people out of the fire. Right. Now, I don't believe in praying with somebody who didn't understand the gospel, who doesn't comprehend what you've preached, who doesn't fully believe what you've preached. But once you've already confirmed that, what in the world reason is there not to pray with somebody once you're sure that they believe it and understand it? So I lead that person in prayer. And if they have a speech impediment, if they stutter, if they struggle with the pronunciation of words for whatever reason, I've led people in a very simple prayer, such as just, dear Jesus, please save me. Amen. And that'll do it. I mean, why not? That's a better prayer than what the thief on the cross did. That makes more sense than what he said. So the point is that it's not the exact words that you use. It's just the fact that they're just calling out to the Lord by faith, right? That saves them.